Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code to locate an account for you?
80916.
That was 80916?
80916.
Okay, thank you for that. May I have the first and last name, please?
Richard Martinez.
All right, thank you for that. And I'm just searching for the account.
What is the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center here. We house over 400 different online vendors for different companies. I'm not seeming to locate an account with that zip code with the Richard Martinez. Is it possible that the account may be under a different first and last name?
No, I live by myself.
Okay, you said Richard Martinez. Let me just search it by the name. Give me just a second.
Yeah, I got a bill on my credit card for $5.74, and then I got another bill for $67.32, and we don't know what this is for.
Okay, well, if you received a charge from us, I'd be glad to look into that for you. I do believe I located the account here when I searched Richard Martinez. Can you just verify the address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, I live at 2452 Cather Circle, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80916.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Yeah. Cather is spelled C-A-T-H-E-R.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. I do have the account pulled up here. It looks as though that there was a contest entry to win a Crousette cookware set. That was $5.74. That was entered in on 11/20. It also shows here that welcomes you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. I show the membership charge was $67.32 at the time of that charge billing.
Yeah, I never did that.
Okay, you're saying that you never did the contest entry or?
No, both. I never did either one of them.
Okay. You don't recall doing any type of a survey online where it told you that you could?
No.
Okay. And just to confirm, is your email?
I don't have a computer. I couldn't have done anything online. I don't have a computer.
Okay. It looks like this was done on an Android.
Yeah, I have a phone, but I never did anything like that.
Okay.
I might have been on my phone looking at something, but I never, wanted to pay for anything. I don't join stuff like that. I'm 67 years old, and how they charged me, I have no idea. I just need that refunded back to me.
Okay, sir. And if you're stating that this is an account that wasn't created by yourself and someone's possibly compromised your information, I would have to send you over to our fraud department and have them do an investigation. They would be who would assist you with that charge. And just to confirm before I send the account over, is your email or does this sound like a familiar email to you? It's Rick, MARNEZ12@gmail.com.
That's my email.
Okay, and the
That's
phone number is
on my phone.
Okay, and the phone number listed is 719-216-8732.
That's my phone number. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yes, sir. So let me get your account canceled. I'm going to send you over to the fraud department. There is an IP address listed on the account. The fraud department can further investigate exactly whom it was that placed the order without your knowledge, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, give me just a second here.
Yeah, cancel whatever you need to cancel and then
get
me to the fraud department. Yes.
That's just what I'm working on right now. If you can just give me a couple seconds to get that done for you.
How did they charge? Why did they charge me? Do you know?
Initially, when whomever it was that entered in the contest to win the cookware set, it's mentioned on the website that you're also going to be enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, to where you would receive an email that contains a gift card valued at $125 to use at the Factory Direct web store. That service renews monthly until you call us to have it canceled. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to gather your account information and I'm going to transfer you over so that the fraud department can further investigate to see exactly what's happened here, because I know you said that it wasn't you and it's not possible that it could have been someone in your home. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, give me just a second here. Okay, would you like to write down a cancellation confirmation number before I send you over?
Yes, please.
Okay, that number is going to be C as in Charlie, 2628-12763.
Okay, so I have Susan Charlie, 2628-12763.
That is correct. And if you can just allow 2 seconds here, I'm going to transfer your call over now. You're going to hear a brief moment of silence, and then you're going to hear some music playing until the supervisor can pick up and further assist you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. Bear with me just 1 moment here for your transfer.